has a valid complaint with the FAA that we've violated our grant assurances because we didn't impose the same restrictions on a new operator, Larry, that we imposed on him. So he's,
that's how we choose right amendment standards. I don't see why, with the, you know.
Yeah, if that's the contract that's agreed to by both parties.
Well, we're getting back into the applicability thing, but that's.
And that's why I think it's very important to understand that paragraph before we march forward.
Well, what do we tell the new guy that's not here yet? That's, I think you can agree on something for that, and that's. It's either going to apply to you or it's not.
You mean if he asks the question today or after this is approved?
Well, after it's approved. What should we tell him? What terms and conditions do we want to impose on a new aircraft maintenance business out here? Minimum, bare minimum standards.
Well, what did you tell him? Last meeting you said there were two businesses you turned away because we didn't have minimum standards.
I can't remember which two those were, but I know I've talked to different people. This was just recently.
So
the first statement.
I mean, that was kind of my point last time, is that we're shut down. The airport's shut down for business until we have this document.
No, not necessarily. We haven't turned anybody away.
You said
it was 2 months ago, but I don't remember which we were talking about. But,
is the one that you said is
I've had two detailing guys. One guy showed up. His business card was cut with scissors out of, you know, cardboard with his name and a phone number on it. You know, is that the kind of business that we're trying to attract here? You know, I don't think I drove him away, but I haven't heard from him since, although I've seen him around here. But, you know, what? Well, you know, he wanted to start a detailing business here.
You know that. It'd be a good thing.
Yeah. But yeah. Let's get back to the. Can we get back to this, please?
Well,
so are we?
You just posed a question. What are we going to tell this guy? That's where you just left us. So
what would you like to see the next? You know, you got a certain number of people out here working so many hours a week, and we won't get into the insurance part yet, but.
Well, if you have no minimum standards, and you know the FAA requires to not violate, there is a minimum standard. You have this lease, mm-hmm. So that's a minimum. Then you don't create any hardship. Mm-hmm. So if we have no document now, you do have something.
That's the level of service we're offering the public right now.
And that's what
I mean, that ought to be the minimum
standard. Should be whatever we have in place today. Mm-hmm. That's why overthink it. We just say whatever we have in place today is the de facto minimum standard, and get this thing created, and we can be open for business here at Sussex County Airport.
Because if they provide crappy business, they'll disappear.
Yeah. Start screwing up a guy's maintenance.
Bad mechanics.
You mess up somebody's maintenance.
10 bad mechanics.
And their reputation. Reputation is far and wide in the aviation business.
All right. How many mechanics do you have?
Three.
Okay. Is that? Are we going to make this one guy that wants to start a maintenance shop here have three mechanics?
Well, what does his lease say that he needs to have? I mean, you don't have to. You may not know that rough time, but you know that's the minimum standard. It's not whatever he might be doing, but it's the minimum.
Well, the lease say he has to have a certified mechanic on staff.
Yeah, whatever it's.
I think it does. Yeah.
I mean, is that what you want the minimum standard to be? Whatever we're doing now.
My opinion is, if the lease says that in order for you to have, if the lease, does this at least say you have to have one certified mechanic on staff?
See, the value of my lease is it's just like the hangar rentals. All right, you got hangars that rent, or lots that rent for hangars at a low rate because they've been around for a while, which probably makes it advantageous for somebody to assume that lease more so than like Larry's lease, that's one of the newer leases that is much higher per month. Okay, so the value of somebody's lease that's less is the difference in the price. That's what was agreed to 10, 15, 20 years ago. Larry would base his sale of his hangar on the lease that he's got